Hey everyone, Tate Cotter here, your friendly neighborhood sports enthusiast and self-belief guru. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut? Like you're capable of amazing things but something's holding you back? Well, guess what? That something might just be your own mind playing tricks on you. We all have these inner voices, sometimes loud and obnoxious, telling us we're not good enough, not fast enough, not smart enough. This podcast is about silencing those doubters and building that unshakable self-belief that separates the champions from the rest. And trust me, it starts with something super simple. Taking a deep dive into yourself. So, buckle up because today we're talking about building unwavering self-belief through self-reflection. It's not some mystical, woo-woo practice, it's about getting real with yourself, understanding your strengths and weaknesses, and using that knowledge to fuel your fire. Think of it like a sports team. You wouldn't go into a game blindfolded, right? You analyze the opponents, strategize, and work on your weaknesses. Self-reflection is the pre-game analysis for life. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on this journey of self-discovery and belief building. 1. Know your why. This is huge, folks. What drives you? Why do you play the game? Is it about winning, pushing your limits, or making a difference? Dig deep and uncover that core motivation. It's like having a GPS for your life. It keeps you focused and on track even when things get tough. 2. Celebrate small wins. You know those little victories that often go unnoticed. Hitting that personal best in training, acing a presentation at work, or simply getting out of bed on a tough day. Celebrate them. Each win, no matter how small, builds momentum and reinforces your belief in yourself. It's like scoring points in the game of life, every point counts. 3. Embrace failure as feedback. Listen up, because this one is crucial. Failure isn't the enemy, it's an opportunity to learn and grow. Every setback, every missed shot, every failed attempt gives you valuable insight into your strengths and weaknesses. Instead of letting it define you, use it as fuel to improve and come back stronger. Think of it like a basketball player learning from their missed shots. They analyze the mistakes and refine their technique for the next attempt. 4. Surround yourself with believers. Your inner circle plays a massive role in shaping your self-belief. Seek out people who inspire you, who see your potential even when you don't, and who celebrate your successes and offer support during those setbacks. It's like having a team of cheerleaders, always pushing you to be your best. 5. Practice positive self-talk. This one might sound cheesy, but trust me, it works. Our brains are powerful. The way we talk to ourselves directly influences our actions and beliefs. Replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. I am capable, I am strong, I believe in myself. It's like giving your mind a pep talk before every big game. You wouldn't step onto the court without confidence, right? Ever feel that nagging voice whispering doubts in your ear just when things are getting tough? Maybe it's saying, you can't do this, or it's too hard, or even what if you fail? We all have those moments. But what separates the champions from everyone else is how they respond to those voices. They don't let them win. Instead, they acknowledge them, but they refuse to be controlled by them. Think about the time when you faced a challenge, something that seemed impossible. Maybe it was a tough exam, a critical presentation at work, or even just getting out of bed on a day when everything felt overwhelming. How did you respond? Did you let fear paralyze you, or did you dig deep and find the courage to push through? Remember, self-belief is not about being arrogant or thinking you're invincible. It's about trusting yourself, knowing your worth, and having faith in your ability to overcome obstacles. It's a journey, not a destination. Some days will be easier than others, but the key is to keep practicing self-reflection, celebrate your victories, learn from your setbacks, and never stop believing in yourself. So, what are you waiting for? Start taking those small steps today. Acknowledge those negative voices, but don't let them dictate your actions. Focus on your strengths, celebrate your wins, and keep pushing towards your goals. And remember, I'm right here with you every step of the way. Until next time, keep that self-belief burning bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.